Broadcasting from the Washington, D.C. studios of the National Right to Life Committee, this is Pro-Life Perspective, America's pro-life voice. And now, here's National Right to Life President and Pro-Life Perspective host, Carol Tobias.
Thanks for joining me today. This week, we're listening in on the opening general session of our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention, which was held in June in Jacksonville, Florida. Our opening address came from Fred Barnes, co-founder and executive editor of the Weekly Standard and a Fox News Channel contributor. From 1985 to 1995, he served as senior editor and White House correspondent for the New Republic. He covered the Supreme Court and the White House for the Washington Star before moving on to the Baltimore Sun in 1979. Fred served as the national political correspondent for the Sun and wrote the Press Watch media column for the American Spectator. Whenever Fred Barnes speaks at our annual convention, people leave feeling energized and ready to go to work. This year, with Mr. Barnes as the opening speaker for our 41st annual National Right to Life Convention, was no different. As always, he delivered a powerful address, and it's a thrill to share with you some excerpts from his opening address. We'll be sharing excerpts of his speech all week on Pro-Life Perspective. One of Fred's key points was that we've come a very long way in bringing America back to life, but there's still work to be done, and the accomplishments along the way haven't been without their challenges, especially those challenges elected to the presidency in 1992 and most recently in 2008.
You know, when I compare the energy and the commitment of the pro-life movement to the abortion lobby that's out of gas and now has been reduced to trying to change the subject away from abortion, it's pretty clear that the tide has changed. And when the tide changes, it can't be stopped. And that's where we are today. Now think about this for a minute. I happened to be at the 1992 Democratic Convention in New York. And this was the one where Governor Bob Casey, the Democrat of Pennsylvania, and this great pro-life leader was relegated to the rafters of the convention. I guess it was at Madison Square Garden. I tried to find him once, and I couldn't find him there. He was so far hidden away, so far from the stage that was filled time after time with pro-abortion people, time after time. That was 1992. Now think about this. In comparison, this year, when President Obama, there was one issue for President Obama that was non-negotiable when he was negotiating with Republicans over the so-called continuing resolution that was the budget for the rest of the year 2011. There was one non-negotiable issue for him, and that was blocking any defunding of Planned Parenthood. And of course, he couldn't talk about that. He had to do this in secret. It was only discovered later. And yet you can see the power of the abortion lobby, but also the shame that they can't, that the president can't even defend them publicly. Remarkable. They had to do it in secret. When that happens, the world really has changed. America has changed. And the issue of abortion has changed. We're on the right side, and our strength is growing. And the president was too embarrassed to be public with what he's doing.
Tomorrow, we'll conclude our look at Fred Barnes' address to our annual convention. If you'd like to order a copy of his entire address to our National Right to Life Convention, you can download an order form at prolifeperspective.com. And while you're at it, I ask you to consider joining us for NRLC 2012 here in Washington, D.C. next June. 2012 will be a year of great challenges for the pro-life movement, and they are challenges we'll face head-on, as long as people are educated and prepared. I challenge you to bring two or three people with you so that you have a team of activists ready to get to work when you get home.
You've been listening to Pro-Life Perspective from National Right to Life, the nation's largest grassroots pro-life organization. For more information on today's episode and to get involved, visit our website at www.nrlc.org.